Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us today.
In troubled times. Our scripture lesson for today is Acts 16, verses 23 through 25. They threw them, Paul and Silas, into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Paul and Silas had just entered a new field of ministry in Macedonia. They were in the town of Philippi, where they made their first convert in Europe, a woman named Lydia. They spent some time there, and a slave girl, who had a spirit of divination and made great amounts of money for her owners through fortune-telling, starts following Paul and Silas around saying, "These men are slaves of the Most High God." She did this for many days until Paul had enough. He said to the spirit, "Come out of her." It did, and the girl's owners, realizing that she would no longer make the money, brought Paul and Silas before the judges. As our scripture shares, the judges, after giving them a severe beating, threw them into prison. The jailer, just to be safe, put them in the maximum security section. Think about Paul and Silas. They were trying to do what God wanted. They had entered into Macedonia at God's command. They shared the gospel and made converts. They even healed a girl, though we're not sure she wanted to be healed. Now they had been beaten, were in prison, and did not know what the next day might bring. Possibly they would be executed. And what did they do? They worshiped God and sang songs of praise to God. I don't know about you, but if I had been in their place, I don't know that this would have been my response. More likely, it would have found me having a supreme pity party and blaming God for the fix I was in. This story reminds me of one from our Methodist history. John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, was on his way to America as a missionary in Georgia with his brother Charles. Also on board was a large group of German Moravians. A terrible storm broke out. The English on board were crying and trembling. In the midst of the storm, John hears the Moravians quietly singing hymns to God. Afterward, John asked, "Were you not afraid that you would die?" The Moravian pastor said, "Thankfully, no. We were not afraid, for we know whether we live or die, we are with God." This assurance so challenged John's understanding of faith that some years later he would see it as one of the pivotal pieces in his life that led him to his own heartwarming experience, which we now see as the beginning of Methodism. Both of these stories make me ask, how do I respond when life is difficult, challenging, and downright unfair? The easy response is to become angry, bitter, and perhaps depressed. These stories share a different path. We can, in difficult times, trust in God's presence. We have the knowledge and assurance God is with us. We may not know the future, but we know that God holds that future. That knowledge should help us to trust in the dark times, and perhaps even sing songs of praise. For Paul and Silas, an earthquake broke their chains. The jailer, in finding they didn't escape, was converted with his household. They were released the next day and went on their missionary journey. For John Wesley, that storm caused him to continue working on deepening his trust and assurance in God's grace. For us, storms are times of testing. Others are watching. Will they see fear and anger or hear us singing about the goodness of God, even in times such as this? Let us pray. Loving God, it is comforting to remember that when life is challenging, you are with us. Help us to have such faith in you that we can trust and not fear. Help us to find the assurance we need so that no matter what, we can lift our voices in praise for your love and care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's devotion was written and read by Bill Green.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.